Majorly, our soft drink is the main mix, which is about 80% of the volume. 15% comes from our QSR division, which is Devyani International. And the balance 5% comes from ice cream and our other retail and other operation. We are refreshing over 1.4 billion customers worldwide, which represents about 1/6 of the global population. Additionally, beverages positioned at a lower price point are catering to a much broader audience. This affordability factor, along with highly underpenetrated category, significantly contributes to the sustained growth in the beverage sector, reaching a wider consumer base compared to the QSR segment.
He's among Asia's largest wealth creators, has a near $3 billion business that straddles soft drinks to stem cells, and Bollywood movies are his favorite time out, especially if they feature Alia Bhatt and Akshay Kumar. As my sound engineer Amrit Reji and I wait in RJ Corp's sprawling headquarters in Gurgaon for an interview with Ravi Kant Jaipuria, there's an unmissable and unusual buzz through the office. The room we are waiting in is prepping to welcome a group of school children from overseas as part of a global exchange program to visit some of RJ Corp's factories. This buzz has been resonating on the stock markets too. Group company Varun Beverages Limited stock has zoomed over 300% in the last 2 years, while its market cap has shot up fourfold in the last 4 years. InSync is a key milestone being looked at to be ranked best bottler in the world from PepsiCo's best bottler in the world. Having joined the family business back in 1985 as a PepsiCo bottler at a time when liberalization was taking root in India, he, in the decades that followed, went on to build a business that today includes soft drinks, fast food, ice cream, tea parlors, maternity clinics, stem cell collection, and schools. Two of these businesses are now listed. A succession plan is in place, and at least a couple more acquisitions are in the works. We at The Morning Brief managed time with the billion entrepreneur at the group's headquarters, a place he only occasionally visits now since he spends 20 days in a month traveling, either visiting his plants in different parts of the world or at his homes in Singapore or Dubai. It's Friday, April 26th. I'm your host, Ratna Bhushan from The Economic Times, and you're listening to a Corner Room Conversation with Ravi Kant Jaipuria. Here he is, spilling the fizz on what makes his business thrive. He also talks about wider distribution, capacity expansion, newer products, M&As, and more. Good morning, Mr. Jaipuria. Thank you very much for joining us on The Morning Brief. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being there.
So, Mr. Jaipuria, what is your annual group revenue? We've seen like some staggering numbers. What is the split between soft drinks and your restaurant business as of now?
Well, I think currently it's about $2.5 billion. And majorly, our soft drink is the main mix, which is about 80% of the volume. 15% comes from our QSR division, which is Devyani International. And the balance 5% comes from ice cream and our other retail and other operations.
So those are like some very big numbers out there. Your net worth, which is, you know, media loves to talk about it, it's about $14.5 billion, which is like really massive. So what is your next milestone? And I just want to add, like, how do you keep this momentum sustaining?
I think there's no momentum. I mean, achieving a specific net worth has never been a milestone for us. We are refreshing over 1.4 billion customers worldwide, which represents about 1/6 of the global population. Our extensive portfolio of beverage caters to all age groups, highlighting our mission to be a part of people's lives globally.
So Varun Beverages, which is obviously named after your son, is PepsiCo's second largest bottler outside the US, correct me if I'm wrong, is making it to the number one slot a priority? Is that something you're aiming for? And if yes, by when?
Well, we are extremely proud of Varun Beverages' position as PepsiCo's second largest bottler outside the US. Rather than focusing solely on becoming the number one, I mean, we would like to become number one, but that's not our only game. Our primary goal is to strengthen our partnership with PepsiCo, delivering quality and execution on the ground. Our vision is anchored in strategic expansions and leveraging our comprehensive market insights, all aimed to enhancing our collaborative efforts with PepsiCo.
The Varun Beverages stock has zoomed over 300% in the last 2 years and doubled investor wealth. The last 3 years has seen the company's top line increase 35% and margins doubling. Since 2021, VBL's market cap has shot up fourfold to now average 1.85 lakh crore rupees. So, why has the stock rallied? Analysts attribute the rally to a combination of factors. PepsiCo refranchised or sold off almost its entire bottling operations to VBL in 2019. The move led to doubling of VBL's territories in India. VBL responded by capacity expansion by infusing 3,000 crore rupees in a capex cycle, infrastructure expansion for last mile delivery and retail refrigeration. Also, beverages outperforming other FMCG categories because of under-penetration and affordable price points. India's per capita consumption of colas remains among the lowest in the world, presenting massive growth tailwinds. Today, VBL bottles and distributes Pepsi, 7-Up, Mirinda and Mountain Dew fizzy drinks, Sting energy drink, Tropicana juice and Aquafina water to 3.8 million outlets globally. It has 45 manufacturing facilities and operates in 9 countries, including South Africa, Morocco, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Nepal and Sri Lanka. But two of the group's core businesses have been showing distinctly contrasting trends, which is beverages and QSR. So there's a sort of contrasting trend that is playing out in the market. We've all talked about it. Beverages are growing in double digits. QSR, on the other hand, is slowing down. So as a country, is India drinking more soft drinks and eating less Western food? And if yes, why?
Well, while it's true, beverages have seen double-digit growths. We believe that the current scheduled environment in the QSR domain is transient and remain optimistic about its long-term prospects. Factors such as inflation and other macroeconomic variables have temporarily impacted demand. However, the long-term trend for QSR sectors are positive, indicating a strong potential for recovery and growth as we adapt to and overcome these short-term challenges. Additionally, beverages positioned at a lower price point are catering to a much broader audience. This affordability factor, along with highly under-penetrated category, significantly contributes to the sustained growth in the beverage sector. You know, India is one of the fastest growing countries in the world. And today, if we look at beverages and QSR both, I think both are growing at a reasonable fast pace. And it's just that as beverages is a much lower price category, so the movement is much faster than what it would be in the QSR category.
Coming to personal insight, you know, a lot has been written about your journey, about how you've really built this massive, you know, business. So now we hear that you don't live in India anymore. What is the reason for the shift? So how do you manage? How do you keep track of day-to-day updates?
With the technology coming into the market and with all the new systems coming, it's much easier to track what you couldn't track maybe 10 or 20 years back. And we have built a capable professional team that expertly manages our day-to-day operations. My role has evolved to reviewing the progresses. Technology plays a key role in this process, enabling me to stay closely connected with every aspect of our operations, regardless of my physical locations.
The group has, in the meanwhile, formalized its succession plan for Mr. Jaipuria's two children, Varun and Devyani, both of whom have companies named after them. Varun Beverages Limited, or VBL, PepsiCo's second largest bottler outside the US, and Devyani International Limited, which operates KFC, Pizza Hut and Costa Coffee in India, are being looked after by son, Varun. Devyani is steering healthcare, which includes premium maternity hospital chain Cocoon and stem cell banking under Cryoviva Biotech. She's also overseeing Delhi Public Schools in Gurgaon and Jaipur. Both are taking on strategic leadership roles while daily operations continue to be run by professionals. Varun, who's been involved in the business for over a decade now, starting with smaller geographies and roles, is now in charge of the entire India operations. So what's ahead for the Gen Next? I was reading RJ Corp's latest annual report, which says the group is at an inflection point to address emerging opportunities for India's consumption story. What are these opportunities?
Our group is at a key juncture, poised to capitalize on the substantial market opportunity within India's thriving consumption landscape, with our reach currently extending to only 3.5 million outlets out of 11 million outlets which FMCG products are sold in. Showcase the vast potential for expansion in a market as extensive as India. Our QSR segment current footprint spans only 250 cities with around 1400 stores, underscoring the immense room for growth in both domains.
So coming to the other businesses you are in, you know, stem cells and tea parlors, cream bell, so many other, you know, businesses. So what are your scale up plans? Because the, you know, RJ Corp is most prominently known for, of course, beverage, restaurants and cream bell. So what about the other ones?
All these businesses, which is Cryoviva, stem cells, retail, which is Nike, TWGT, and our dairy business, cream bell. All these businesses synergize with our focus on consumer-facing businesses. These are all upcoming businesses and with very promising prospects. For each of these ventures, we have meticulously devised long-term growth strategies with dedicated professionals teams assigned to handle the intricacies of each business vertical.
Okay, interesting. Coming back to soft drinks, we've seen a formidable new player in Reliance. Although they're very small in soft drinks right now, they have created a lot of buzz. So for the first time, there's a third player in colas. Analysts say there's enough space for a new player and competition will only widen choice and price. In fact, when Reliance came with Campa, there was a lot of talk about price wars. How is VBL setting itself apart? In other words, how are you gearing up to the challenge?
Well, anything Reliance does will make a buzz anyway. So Reliance, we believe, is a formidable player. However, they will need time to ramp up as they need to make more investments in plants, visi-coolers and other distribution infrastructure. Given Reliance's track record, they are expected to perform well. The Indian market is vast and with future investments, it is likely to grow even faster. We welcome all competition as it pushes us to innovate and improve further. We continuously ramp up our own marketing efforts, enhance product differentiation, expand our distribution, reach and focus on unique consumer experiences to maintain our competitive edge.
Mr. Jaipuria, how is climate impacting schedules and logistics? Climate change, rainy summer especially, they play havoc on soft drink sales like we all know, with the April-June quarter contributing about two-thirds of annual category sales. Then there are other geopolitical factors which have been impacting businesses across sectors. The Red Sea blockade for one.
Well, climate is affecting, and also the what is happening in the world is affecting, like all our shipments have got delayed because of the blockage of the sea routes. But, you know, in climates, the weather, you are really never sure of when it's going to rain. But this is all part of it and we have to keep. So that's why now we don't say our results should be based on any just one quarter. It should be based on a yearly basis because the climatic conditions keep changing and India is very, very prone to the weather conditions, how business grows.
Right.
But overall, I think we have a great story, and India is a great market to be in. And our other expansions are, of course, Africa and part of Far East, which we are doing extremely well. And I think there's huge room for all our businesses to grow.
So international is a core focus area now for you?
Well, it is, because we have already got the full country of India and the surrounding countries. So our next organic growth will come from India and the countries we are already in. Inorganic growth, Africa is the right place where Pepsi is still very weak and a lot of white patches are available in Africa.
And do you have any targets for M&As in, say, in the next 1 or 2 years? Have you identified targets?
We are regularly identifying. I mean, even if you look at it, this year alone, we took over South Africa and the five surrounding countries. And we just took over in January the Thailand KFC business. So I think we're moving fast enough. So hopefully we get more opportunities. We are always looking.
So like in a nutshell, if I ask you, what is your growth footprint for this year, for the next few quarters in two lines, what would you say? One is inorganic growth. And
then I think organic and inorganic, we've always said double digit looks realistic, and that's what we are looking to grow the business continuously.
All your businesses, most of the consumer facing business.
Well, specifically soft drink, and fast food is different because you keep opening more restaurants, so it's a different way to look at it. But double digits, if you look at volume and turnover, yes, in all our businesses actually.
The group has been regularly on the hunt for M&As. In December last year, RJ Corp announced two global deals. It acquired South Africa's Beverage Co. or BevCo for 1,320 crore rupees and entered Thailand by acquiring 274 KFC outlets. The BevCo deal is expected to add 15% in volumes to VBL's portfolio, an EBITDA benefit of 200 to 250 crore rupees, and pave the way for expansion in Africa, a white space. BevCo has PepsiCo's franchisee rights in South Africa, Lesotho and Eswatini, in addition to distribution rights for Namibia and Botswana. Coming back to the Indian FMCG universe, so beverages with their entry-level prices at 8 and 10 rupees and more electrification in villages, which allows for higher refrigeration at retailers, have scope upside in rural markets. QSRs, not so much. That would involve setting up stores, many from scratch, right?
Again, it's not relevant to each business, so we will not go with our fast food to rural markets. But for our soft drinks, yes, as much as we can penetrate and go deeper and deeper, the market is there to be taken.
And finally, what is your next milestone? We've talked about net worth, we've talked about the valuation of RJ Corp. So do you have a milestone that you're working towards, or you've told your business heads that this should be it?
No, I said that to be rated the best beverage company in the world. That's one of the key milestones we are looking at. And of course, to keep on expanding our territories and expanding our business.
And do you have a timeline in mind?
You can't have a timeline. You keep on working hard and hope it happens faster than you think. And we were fortunately rated the best bottler for Pepsi. Now we want to be the best bottler for the world. So how we can be, we are trying.
The story in proverbial cola circles goes that when Indira Nooyi, PepsiCo's famous former CEO, would come visiting India for leadership and market visits, there was one fixture permanent on her itinerary, making a personal visit to the home of Ravi Kant Jaipuria, given the critical role he has played in realizing the group's massive ambitions. That was a good decade back. Till date, the thirst for growth appears insatiable. A Morgan Stanley report last week estimated that over the next 3 years, VBL will deliver India revenue growth averaging 19% annually, with EBITDA margins at an average of 23.7%. As for the restaurant business, there are well over 1,700 outlets under Devyani International and counting. Other businesses include the retail franchisee for Nike, kidswear brand Rookie USA, Singapore-based luxury tea parlor chain TWG, and Creambell Ice Cream. Mr. Jaipuria hints that a couple more M&As are around the corner, certainly within the year. We'll stay tuned on those. For now, we're signing off. You've been listening to The Morning Brief, and I'm your host, Ratna Bhushan. This episode was produced by Neil Ghai and Surohini Jain. Sound designer Indraneel Bhattacharji. Executive producers Anirban Chaudhary and Arijit Barman. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Do tune in to ED Play for all audio content, including The Morning Brief. You can listen to a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms. Thank you for listening and have a nice day ahead.